After talking about Lord Chaitanya, I thought I can talk about the Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And the Lord Jagannath's dealing with King Pratap Rudra. There are four chapters in the Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Now I will try to cover those four chapters in 45 minutes. I will try. If I go a little bit further, you'll have to be patient. Okay? So, we know King Pratap Rudra, he is the king of that whole Odisha and also of the South India. And he is a staunch devotee of Lord Jagannath. Staunch devotee. See? And he heard that Lord Chaitanya, as you know, Lord Chaitanya, he came to the Jagannath Puri and he stayed there for 18 years. And we know that Lord Jagannath, when he came to the Jagannath temple, he saw Lord Jagannath and he was saying, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani, but he is seeing the Lord Jagannath as a Shyam Sundar. He wants to embrace him. And of course, he becomes unconscious, and Lord SBB, Sarova Bhattacharya, bringing Lord Chaitanya at his home. And of course, Lord Chaitanya stays at his home, and there is a conversation between Sarova Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Sarova Bhattacharya was impersonalist, but he is incarnation of Brihaspati, great learned scholar. So he is, there is a conversation, of course, and then, of course, he becomes personalized by seeing. And the Lord Chaitanya is showing him this Satbhuj form to Sarova Bhattacharya. So Sarova Bhattacharya is convinced that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is staying at Sarova Bhattacharya. At that time, king has a good relation with Sarova Bhattacharya, because Sarova Bhattacharya is a Brahmana. And also Srila Prabhupada mentions Sarova Bhattacharya is also the spiritual master of king. So king wants to have the darshan of the Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya. So king is requesting Sarova Bhattacharya, please arrange an interview. I heard you have a sannyasi and he is a great personality. I like to have his interview with him, please. Sarova Bhattacharya is replying that I will try, but this sannyasi just lives alone. He just chants Hare Krishna, he lives alone, and he doesn't want to see any kings. But I will try. Requesting me, I will try to do that. See? So Lord Chaitanya, Sarova Bhattacharya is saying that when he going to the South India, when he returned from the South India, then I will talk to him and arrange for the interview. So Sarova Bhattacharya, then the king said, but why allow him to go to South India? Let him stay here. Sarova Bhattacharya says that, well, this Lord is independent. He is Lord. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can act the way he wants to act. And besides that, he is going there because he wants to liberate all the souls. So you cannot control him. So Sarova Bhattacharya says, I will try my best to allow to have your interview. But again, he is a king. He doesn't see the kings or anybody. King and the woman. No. This is very strict. He is the Supreme Person of God. Anyhow, after that, Lord is okay. So after that, Sarova Bhattacharya goes to request Lord Chaitanya. After Lord Chaitanya returned from South India. And Sarova Bhattacharya is pleading to Lord Chaitanya that you have a devotee here, king, he is a king, but he is a great devotee, he is lover, he is a lover, he is a devotee of your lords. Please allow him to say. See? Please. Lord Chaitanya said, no. How do you expect me to connect with a king who deals with the political affairs and is dealing with the pounds and shillings and pounds? I cannot see. The Sarvam Bhattacharya said, but he is a king, but he is a great lover of you, he is your lover, he is a devotee. Please allow him. And there is a whole conversation. But finally Lord Chaitanya says, Sarvabhauma, if you ask me next time, you will not see me here anymore. That's it. So Sarvam Bhattacharya is afraid, and then he just doesn't want to say anything about it. So meanwhile, when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he had a connection with Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy is, I think, is Lalita, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So Ramananda Roy, and they are having the good conversation. And Lord Chaitanya is, now Ramananda Roy is working under the, he is serving under the King Pratap Rudra. So Ramananda Roy, Lord is telling, requesting Ramananda Roy, please come. Come, relinquish your services and come to Jagannath Puri and stay with me. So he is requesting, Ramananda Roy is requesting King Pratap Rudra. And he is telling that I want to go to Jagannath Puri and I want to stay under the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. As soon as King hears this, King goes and embraces Lord Ramananda Roy. Because as soon as he hears about Lord Chaitanya, King is so dedicated. He wants to have the darshan of the Lord Chaitanya. That's what he has determination to do that. So so King Ramananda Roy is telling to King that this is what I want to do. So King is allowing. King said, okay, you go. Go to Jagannath Puri, stay, and don't worry about your finances, your pension. Whatever you get, it will be delivered to you, as now delivered to you, so you don't have to worry about your finance. You go there. So this is what he is telling to Lord Chaitanya. This is where the king is. So Ramananda Roy, now remember, Lord Chaitanya has shown this Lord Chaitanya has shown Ramananda Roy as Lord Chaitanya as Radha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, nahi anya. Lord Chaitanya is none other than Radha Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is already shown this form of Radha Krishna to Ramananda Roy, because Ramananda Roy is ultimately is Lalita. See? So king is, here Ramananda Roy is glorifying the king to Lord Chaitanya. See? And Lord Chaitanya, this is important, Lord Chaitanya is saying that you are the foremost devotee of Lord Krishna. And whoever loves you is most fortunate. And he says that, yeah. And he says that the Ramananda Roy loves you, that means Krishna will also love him. And Krishna will make an arrangement. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say that I will make an arrangement. He says Krishna will make an arrangement in the future. So the point is that here Srila Prabhupada is making the point that the one who says to Lord, I am a devotee, he is not my devotee. But person who says, I am the devotee of my devotee of devotee, is my devotee. Here, the Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya's heart is softened. because he, the king, is helping Ramananda Roy. So all facilities providing king. See? So Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya doesn't say, because he has come as a devotee. He is keeping that distance. See? Even though he is Radha Krishna. See? So he is Lord Chaitanya says, Ramananda Roy doesn't go much further, you know. He said, king wants to have an interview. But Lord Chaitanya said, how do you want me to have interview with the king? But Ramananda Roy said, he is your devotee, that's okay, but I'm a sannyasi. Ultimately king is, and he is telling about the mind. Mind has a tendency. Even mind sees the statue of a woman. Even the person sees statue of a woman, there is possibility that lust, anger, more pride will be come up. So it's difficult. This is Lord Chaitanya is saying to Ramananda Roy that I'm not, you know. Krishna will, you see, he loves you, so Krishna will, he, you are dear to Krishna, so Krishna will take care of you. See? So then, again, Ramananda King is approaching to Sarova Bhattacharya. And he said, did you request to Lord Chaitanya to have a darshan? Sarova Bhattacharya, no. Lord King doesn't want to see. Doesn't want to see the king. Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to see the king. No. So here is, this is the important point here, that king is saying here, this is the king's dridavrata, his determination here. This is important to learn. King is saying that as long as the Lord Chaitanya is determined not to see me, then he says, I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him. See the dedication of the Lord King here. King is dealing with, he has all the opulences. But he wants to give up everything. He wants to give up even his life. If the Lord Chaitanya doesn't allow, then I am determined to give up my life. That's what King is saying. And he is saying, if I do not receive mercy of Lord Chaitanya, my body and kingdom are useless. This is the dridavrata. How determined is Lord, this king? We are learning these lessons from the king. We also have to learn the lesson. Our idea is to talk about what lessons we can learn here from this behavior of the king. So then, Sarvabhautacharya is astonished to hear this determination of the king. He's astonished. And Sarvabhautacharya says to king, don't worry. Because of your determination, Lord Chaitanya will bestow mercy upon you. So that means we need the spiritual master. We are bewildered so many ways in our devotional service, but we need someone to guide. And we will hear this more in the few, the more pastimes of this. How the spirit Lord Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is helping. Every path, every step King Pratap Rudra is taking, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is helping him throughout. So then, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says to King, you are lover for Lord Chaitanya. Your love is very, very deep. Because imagine the king has everything, he wants to give everything away. See? He will be merciful upon you. Then Sarvabhata says, I have one idea. Now, this is spiritual master. He is saying that after the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya will dance in ecstatic mood. He will be in inner ecstasy. And when the cart will reach at Jagannath, at the Gundicha temple, at that time Lord Chaitanya will be in an ecstasy. He will be in the inner ecstasy, he will be tired and he will take a rest in the Gundicha garden. At that time you go. But you don't go in the attire of the king. You go in the attire of Vaishnava. You go there and you massage. They get the blessings of all the Vaishnava. Go there, massage his Lord's feet, and chant he's telling here to chant Rasa Panchadhyaya, 10th canto of the Gopis Rasa dance. You chant those 5 chapters of the 10th canto of the Rasa dance of Lord Krishna to the Gopis. And Lord will hear you. And Lord will not just hear, but he will get up and he will embrace you, seeing you as a Vaishnava, will embrace you. So he said, don't worry. This is where we need a spiritual master to pat our back and say, go on, don't worry. So this is what Sarvam Bhattacharya is doing to king. So now, at least the king has some hope now. But still he is so determined to see the Lord, Lord Chaitanya. See? So then, during that time, this is the Rath Yatra time, before Rath Yatra, the Bengali devotees come from Bengal, 200 devotees. And Gopinath Acharya is a Brahman, he's supposed to make all the arrangement for these devotees. Now the Bengali devotees, they are in ecstasy. They are very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Very dear. So Gopinath Acharya comes to Lord Chaitanya, to the king, and Sarvam Bhattacharya said, 200 devotees are coming. Gopinath Acharya, being Brahman, he is already blessing the Lord King. That don't worry, it's gonna happen. You know. Then King said, I will make all the arrangement. This is another thing. How the king is willing to serve the devotees. So our service starts with serving the who? Who? Devotees. Our service starts with serving devotees. So he says, I will tell my people and they will make all the arrangement for these devotees. See? So when this king is astonished to see, now this is a minute, Advaita Acharya, all the big personalities of 200 devotees, all big personalities has come here because they come during the Rath Yatra to Jagannath Puri. They come here to attend Rath Yatra. So they all have come. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, the king is asking to Sarvam Bhattacharya, who these people are, please introduce. Sarvam Bhattacharya says, go on the top of the roof. Gopinath Acharya knows everybody, he will introduce to everybody. So Gopinath Acharya is introducing all the devotees on top of the roof of the palace. King is there, Sarvam Bhattacharya is there, Ramanand Roy, also Gopinath Acharya. Gopinathacharya is introducing everybody. And they are so in effulgence, these Bengali devotees, because they are so attached to Lord Chaitanya. So attached. So when they come, they are going straight. Usually when you come to the pilgrimage place, you take a bath, you shave your head, you change your clothes, you go to temple first. Right? That is the rule, usually when you go to. So here Lord Chaitanya, this is all the devotees, they are going straight, without any concern, to Lord Chaitanya. So king is wondering why they are supposed to come to the temple. Lord Chaitanya says, Sarvabhata says, this rule is applied for them, not for them. They have spontaneous love for the Lord. They love Lord Chaitanya so much. that they're just going to go there. So they're going to go. And not just that, they're going there, but they are having prasadam without taking bath or anything. So Lord Chaitanya, Saurabha Bhattacharya says, yeah, that is true, but here you're dealing with the Lord here, Lord Chaitanya. If the Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there, then no rules and regulation. And particularly Lord Chaitanya is giving with his own hands, who is the Supreme Person, own hands to prasadam, so why would not they accept it? Saurabha Bhattacharya, I had also accepted when Lord Chaitanya was in my place. Lord came in the morning and I had not even taken bath. I was in the bed and Lord offered me a rice and I just took it without taking bath. I just put it in the mouth. So because Lord is giving me. See? Then the king asked, this is an important point. King asked Lord Chaitanya that the scripture says that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. Then why the learned scholars sometimes indifferent to him? Means learned scholars still cannot figure out who Lord Chaitanya is? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Why cannot they figure it out? And this is everybody knows. If you go to other sampradaya, they would not consider Lord Chaitanya as a Krishna. If you go to Vallabhacharya sampradaya, They don't see Lord Chaitanya as a Krishna or Radha Krishna. They don't. I'm from that sampradaya, I know. They don't. See? Because nice answer is given by Saurabha Bhattacharya. Saurabha Bhattacharya says, person who received mercy of Lord Chaitanya can understand that he is Lord Krishna. But if persons are not receiving mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they cannot understand Lord Chaitanya as Lord Krishna. So this is an important point for us. Because we are doing, tomorrow is Gaur Purnima. We have to understand Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna. He is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. He has come to deliver us. Whole. And that's what the king is wondering. He will ask, he will talk about further. Then what happens that king is now, all the devotees are gone to Lord Chaitanya, they have prasadam. And then Lord Chaitanya is going, they all are going with the Lord Chaitanya to Jagannath temple. And he is having seven groups. Lord Chaitanya has divided the seven groups. In each group there are two Mridanga players. There are 14 Mridanga players. And you're talking about here, you know, Swarup Damodar and all these big singers in each group. And they are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And all the devotees from Bengal, they are from the Jagannath Puri, they are astonished to see these 200 devotees chanting in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya goes. Lord Chaitanya is in each group. He is manifested in each group. So one group is thinking that Lord Chaitanya is only with us. But they don't see that Lord Chaitanya is with other group also, simultaneously, same time. See? He doesn't see it. They don't see it. But the King Pratap Rudra, he's seeing this by the mercy of, remember, Lord Chaitanya indirectly is giving the mercy to King Pratap Rudra. And King Pratap Rudra sees all these things. And he's astonished. It's astonishing. See here Lord Chaitanya like that. And Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy. When there is the bhava, when the person is on bhava stage, then he is mentioned here that king could not comprehend the Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. Because Lord Chaitanya is covered with the dust. He is drooling. His eyes, torrents of rains, is falling from his eyes in ecstasy. And king could not see, king, because for king it's new to see someone in ecstasy. So king is noticing, king is seeing all this. See? So king has still a doubt about it, but he doesn't express this doubt to anybody. So here it is mentioned, in this is from the pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. How Lord Chaitanya is none other than Lord Jagannath. That's what is showing here to the king in the dream. What happens is that Lord has a doubt about something about Lord Chaitanya. That how can be Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath? That was a doubt he had. See? So what happens when the king is going to sleep, when he's in it, he's going to sleep, and at that time king has a dream. And in the dream he saw Lord Jagannath appears in the dream. And he sees the Lord Jagannath body covered with the dust. His eyes have torrents of rain falling from his eyes. And his drool, the drop, his mouth and nose are wetting his body and making it wet. In the dream, king thought himself, what kind of pastimes is this? He's seeing Lord Jagannath in this situation. He's seeing Lord Jagannath. You see? All these activities of Lord Jagannath are incomprehensible to me. This is king is thinking. Then king wants to approach Lord Jagannath because he's a worshipper of Lord Jagannath. So he wants to approach Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. And King Jagannath said, no. He said, this is not proper, because usually Lord Jagannath is in the Dwarka mood. So his body is pure with a camphor, with a sandalwood paste, vermilion and other purified oils. And at that time you are desirable, you want to massage my feet. But who am I? I'm covered with the dust. My torrents of rain, my eyes are, the rain is falling from my eyes, drops. I am here. He says, you cannot touch me. Today you came to see me dancing, and when I was covered in dust and drool, you found me repulsive. Now that I am in that same dirty condition, how can you think that now I am clean enough to touch by one who is great monarch with an illustrious ancestry? This is Lord is saying, Jagannath is saying. And second, and in next one, speaking in this manner, Lord Jagannath, most merciful Lord, smiled at his servitor. And next moment, king saw still in his dream that Jagannath was no longer seated on the throne. The new occupant of the throne was Lord, who? Come on. Chaitanya. On Lord Jagannath's place, Lord Chaitanya is sitting there. His body was covered with dust, and simply spoke to king, how can this be possible? Today you went away having found me repugnant. Then why do you want to touch me now? After the Lord finished speaking, he continued to smile beaming upon the king, the showering unlimited mercy on. Then Lord is repenting. He says, I am the most sinful wretched alive. I could not recognize that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Lord. Of course, how much intelligence does a human possess to understand the infinite truth of on his own? Even Lord Brahma is deluded by his illusory maya. Therefore, my Lord, be gracious to me, forgive me for my offensive behavior. This is the behavior of the Lord, of the king. Thus king realized that his worshipful Lord Jagannath is, in fact, is, who is he? Who is he? Lord Chaitanya. King is showing this. Lord Chaitanya is showing this. Jagannath is swimming. So this was from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now what happens? So king give petition to Sarvam Bhattacharya that please. But this time what you do, he says that you do, this time you request your devotees. So he's telling Sarvam Bhattacharya, king, that instead of you, you request all the devotees, and you all devotees go together to Lord Chaitanya, petition for me to allow me to see. King is a political, you know that. Sometimes you have to use this politics to see the Lord. That's what king is doing here. To Sarvam Bhattacharya, please do that. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says, I will do it, but you know, he's not going to see the king. Sarvam Bhattacharya is telling all the devotees. There's some devotees say, king, Lord Chaitanya is not going to see the king, even though he's a devotee now. But Sarvam Bhattacharya is convincing. But Sarvam Bhattacharya is saying to all the group of the devotees that what you do is you don't tell. We don't say that king wants to meet. But simply describe the good behavior of the king. If the good behavior of the king is described to Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya probably accept it. See? So then Lord Nityananda, all the devotees goes to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Nityananda is saying that, look, the king is your dear devotee. And he has decided that if he is not allowed to see the lotus feet, he is saying to Lord Chaitanya. Now remember, Lord Nityananda. Who is Lord Nityananda? Adi Guru. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we cannot reach Lord. I mean, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot approach Lord Chaitanya. He is Adi Guru, Lord Nityananda, requesting to Lord Chaitanya, please. He is telling to Lord Chaitanya that if you don't allow my Lord, then he is going to become mendicant. Mendicant. King has decided he will become mendicant. He has given up everything. See? So Lord Chaitanya is saying, as Damodar. Now Damodar was a brahmachari, as you probably know, and he was very extreme, particular about Lord Chaitanya following all the rules and regulations. If Lord Chaitanya didn't follow, that way Ramadhan will tell to Lord Chaitanya, he cannot do it. So he says, as Damodar. If Damodar says, I will allow, I will go. Of course, Damodar not supposed to. Sometimes he was going overboard of his limits. He was forgetting his limits. So Damodar is saying that to Lord, look, you are the Supreme, you are Lord, you are independent, whatever you may do. And particularly a person who is loving you, and I'm sure you love him. You love him too. Devotee loving you, you love him. I'm sure he will allow. You see. Then Lord Nityananda finding a way. He's saying to this is what Lord we can do if you allow. I will send your outer garments. Let king worship your garments. Now remember, as we know, Krishna's all the paraphernalia are the same as Krishna. So Lord, king will have your paraphernalia. He will worship them as Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya. So please allow that. So the king Chaitanya is allowing. Okay. So he is taking from Govinda, who is a servant, in garland, these garments, and is giving to the king. King is worshipping as if is Lord Chaitanya. Worship. And king is very happy to do that. But still he has in his mind, he still want to have the darshan of the personal darshan of Lord Chaitanya. He still has that in his mind. So then Ramananda Roy again requesting Lord Chaitanya. Please show him your two lotus feet to this king. Lord Chaitanya said, but It's not befitting a sannyasi to meet a king, because he wants to act as outwardly he is came as a devotee, and he's an example, sort of an example, so in future people can don't deviate. So he's the example himself. So he said, how can I do it? But Ramana Roy says, but you are the supreme person of Godhead. You are not a sannyasi. King said, no. Lord said, no. I'm not a supreme personality of Godhead. I'm an ordinary human being. Ramana Roy says, but you have delivered so many thousands of people. And here the king is your servitor. He has a deep love for you. And he loves your devotees also. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay. Because remember, Ramana Roy is very close associate of Lord Chaitanya. Very close. Lord Chaitanya's heart is already softened toward the king. But Lord is very careful about the dealings with the king. So Lord is saying to Lord Chaitanya, says that, okay, if you are eager to see, if you are eager, then why don't you, if you are eager for me to see the Lord, the king, why don't you bring his son to me? King's son, bring him to me. Now king's son is in dark complexion. So Ramana goes to the king and says, get your son ready. So this is dark complexion. He is having the yellow garments. He is having all the ornaments. And he reminds of Lord Krishna. So as soon as this boy comes in the room of Lord Chaitanya, as soon as Lord Chaitanya sees, he is reminding of Lord Krishna to this king. I mean to the Lord Chaitanya. Reminding of Krishna. And Lord is embracing him. As soon as Lord embracing this boy is in ecstasy. He has all the symptoms of ecstasy and he's just chanting and dancing. Lord had to calm him down. Lord had to calm him down, and then he said, Lord is saying, you have to come every day to see me. Come every day. Because he's reminding you of Krishna. Say. Now the Lord boy goes home, and the Ramana Roy says, what happens to this boy? And Lord King is embracing his son, and what happens? King is in ecstasy. That is the moment of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's movement is that person who saw Lord Chaitanya, they embrace and they become ecstasy. They see them and they become ecstasy. That is the pass through. Ecstasy. The king is in ecstasy by seeing the Lord. By seeing his son, he's in ecstasy mood. See? But still, Lord wants to see, I mean king wants to see. So now Rath Yatra times comes. And king has decided. He has decided that if Lord Chaitanya, as long as Lord Chaitanya is not Tajarav, I'll become mendicant. I'll just give everything away. My kingdom is useless. King is lamenting. King is thinking that the Lord, my Lord here, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He has delivered Jaga and Madai. He has delivered so many thousands of people, and just me, why me, why am I being a king, and that's why the Lord is not allowing me to see? I'm willing to give up everything, if that is the case. He has so deep love for Lord Chaitanya. He has that determination to do that. See, so then, Rath Yatra time comes, and at that time, what does a king does? King is taking the broom with a golden handle. and he is sweeping the road. This is the being a king. Imagine being a king who is just taking the menial service. And this is what we are learning from this king's behavior. He is willing to take any menial service he is willing to. Because why? He wants to see the Lord Chaitanya. He is taking the menial service. And Lord Chaitanya is seeing this. Lord Chaitanya is happy. Lord Chaitanya is happy to see that here is a, now Lord Chaitanya is completely, he wants to shower mercy on the king. But still he is a little bit careful. Still. Listen along. See. But seeing this, Lord is smiling. And the king already received the mercy of the Lord. Just by doing the menial service. See. Now, what happens is that now Lord Chaitanya has seven groups of the devotees. Amen. And the three cards are there. Lord Jagannath, then Lord Baladev, Lord Subhadra, right? Four groups are in the front. Each group has two mridanga players. And you're talking about here the big, you know, chanters here. These are Lord's associates. And two groups are on the rear and to side, and one group is in the back. And Lord Chaitanya is in all seven groups simultaneously. In all the groups dancing. And the king is seeing them from the top of his roof. Not just that, but King Lord Jagannath is in so ecstasy by Lord Chaitanya dancing, that Jagannath stopping the cart. Jagannath is Lord himself, he stops the cart. And Lord Jagannath is smiling. Because remember, Lord Chaitanya is come here in the mood of Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath is Shyam Sundar. You see? So he is seeing the ecstasy of the king, of the Lord Chaitanya. He is seeing only this great personality who is a special person. They only can see the Lord simultaneously in all the groups. Not everybody could see it. King could see it. Lord in all the groups, simultaneously. And he also sees the reciprocation between the Lord Jagannath and the Lord Chaitanya. He sees the reciprocation. So this, the point is that with Gopinath Acharya, they say, the king, you are very fortunate. So here the point is made, when some devotee goes up in the spiritual life, what should we do? Huh? Really, you should be happy. What should we do? Pull him down. Right? No. We help them. They goes up, we go up. It's like a balloon. Balloon goes up, you also go up with the balloon. So this is what king, all the devotees are happy that Lord Chaitanya is in that mood. I mean, king is in that mood. And all the devotees are in the mood to help king, because they have seen the king determination. So king is astonished to see this. King is refused to see, but he has indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. See? Now what happens? When the Lord Chaitanya was dancing, Lord Chaitanya fell. And where is he falling? He's falling right in the front of the king. And king, so respectfully, with all reverence, he is holding the body of Lord Chaitanya. Respectfully. But as Lord comes in outer ecstasy, and he said, What? I touched, he said, I have touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs. This is what the Lord is saying to the king. Well, I don't know, why do you have all that Abhishek? Can you propose wait, please? Propose Hare Krishna. Because we're going to have they're going to chant Jagannath Astakam Haribol. Can you please wait to start up at 6 o'clock because they're going to chant Jagannath Astakam. No, but we have to wait. We have to finish the class. It's not 6 o'clock yet. So please wait. You didn't even blow a can you please all wait? After 6 o'clock you start, please. Yes, after 6 o'clock, please. So, Lord is here. King is afraid. Because what the Lord Chaitanya is saying here, this is where the spiritual master comes. Sarvabhattacharya said, don't worry. You already have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You already got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is satisfied. He said that this is what you're going to do now. Do not worry. This is where we need spiritual master to guide us. Because imagine Lord says in front of him that I touched this personality who is with mundane affairs. Right? So he's bewildered. So Sarvabhattacharya said, don't worry. I will. Don't worry, you already have. Lord is very satisfied with your service, and particularly service, you did the menial service of sweeping the floor, sweeping the road. Lord is satisfied. Now, he says, this is what you're going to do. Every step, Sarvabhattacharya is guiding the king. So this is what you're going to do. Now Lord is going to reach to the Gundicha garden, and he will be in inner ecstasy. And he will be there. At that time you go there in a Vaishnava dress. And you recite the 10th canto, 31st chapter, which is a Gopi Geet. What is that sloka? Anybody knows? First sloka. Jayati te dikam janmana vrajah shrayat indira shashvadatrahi daita drishyatam dikshutavakas tvai drishasamas tvam vichinvate. There are 19 shlokas in this Gopi Gita. He chants all the shlokas. And particularly the 9th shloka is very important. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmashatam shravanamangalam Shrimadatatam bhuvigrinantye bhuridachana bhuridachana. So Lord Chaitanya starts chanting that sloka again and again. And Lord Chaitanya is happy to see here that Lord Chaitanya is saying to the king, he doesn't know, internally he knows, but outwardly he doesn't show that he is a king here, who's massaging my feet. Lord Chaitanya is saying that you have done so much for me. You have done so much for me. How can I pay you? I have nothing to pay you in return, I have nothing to pay you. I have only one thing I have. To embrace you. The Lord Chaitanya is embracing King Prataparudra. See? And you are going to be a valuable gem, he says. But I have nothing to give you in return. And then after the Lord Chaitanya began reciting the same verse. Then Lord Chaitanya's mercy arose because of the king's previous service. And what is the previous service was? Menial service, sweeping the road. See? He was so happy. Then he asked, "Who are you? Please tell me, who are you?" Now before one thing I forgot. Before king went to see the Lord Chaitanya and God, he asked for the mercy of all the devotees. He begged for the mercy of the devotees. This is important points for us. I'll be done soon now. Okay, setting up. So now king is here. This is what the king replied. King replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servant. It is my ambition that you will accept me as a servant of your servant. And this is what we asked for." And who asked for that? Anybody tell me who asked for that? That I want to be servant of the servant. From the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody can quote who asked? Dhritarasura, who else? Prahlad, who else? Dhruva Maharaj. They asked for that I want to be servant of your servant. See? And then this time the Lord Chaitanya is displaying all his divine opulences to the king. And he says that, "Please do not disclose this to anybody," to the king. He is telling the king. So all the within his heart, Lord Chaitanya knew everything that was happening. Externally, he did not disclose it, nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Pratap Rudra. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon King Pratap Rudra, the devotees praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. This is the king now does. Submissively, this is king again, how humble he is. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. So this is the pastime of the Lord here in Jagannath Puri. And of course, king is having already had it. By the mercy of the spiritual master of Sarvam Bhattacharya, king is having the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. King is king, we can hear the king's dhradavita, determination, being patient, and being willing to perform any menial service, he's willing to do it, he's doing it, and he is having the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. So I thought tomorrow we are having Gaur Purnima. So I thought it's nice to discuss this in that mood. We can celebrate in the mood of the king. We can celebrate tomorrow Gaur Purnima so that Lord Chaitanya can be. We can please Lord Chaitanya tomorrow and Lord Nityananda. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay? So I think I did it in time, right? I didn't go 1 minute above 6 o'clock. Pujaris can hear me, hopefully. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Prabhus. So now we have, thank you. Thank you, Nadia. And thank you to Tamil Harinam Prabhu. They're going to chant the Jagannath Ashtakam. And we have the dear Prabhuji also to play the mridanga to help, please. And we have all the devotees will join to the kirtan. This big kirtan, this quick kirtan will go on. I don't know how long it will go on. It will go on for a long time. Okay? So everybody take part in the chanting, this Jagannath Ashtakam. If someone can put Jagannath Ashtakam on the board, please. Thank you.